Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Bishop's Rock off the English coast in 3 days, 10 hours, and 40 minutes, the liner United States established a new Atlantic speed record, July 6, 1952. Cheering crowds at Southampton hailed the American ship that had clipped 10 hours from the transatlantic mark set by Britain's own Queen Mary. Then westbound, the United States knifing through the Atlantic for her second record crossing. It was noted by the builders of the ship that in the event of necessity for emergency conversion to military service, the United States could transport 14,000 men, or virtually a full division, 10,000 miles without putting into port for food, fresh water, or fuel. But for the crew and officials and passengers aboard the liner, the greatest moment was now at hand. The United States was reaching Ambrose Lightship outside New York with the Blue Riband of the Atlantic, having made the return trip in a record 3 days, 12 hours, 12 minutes. Saluting the ship whose maiden voyage shattered Atlantic speed marks going over and coming back. At the turn of the century and beyond, Great Britain and Germany dominated leadership in fast Atlantic crossings. Now, for the first time in almost 100 years, the speed crown was claimed by the Stars and Stripes. New York, home port for many of the greatest ships on the oceans, really put on a show. A big broom symbolized the sweep of the Blue Ribbon Speed Trophy by the $70 million United States, America's first lady of the high seas.
Good afternoon and welcome to America's Disabled Veterans in Action. I'm Dr. George Anderson and this is ADVIA.media. Today is Wednesday, the 2nd of December. It is the final 29 days of the month of December that we're on the countdown to the end of the year. Well, folks, we're open for business. Our Brooklyn Navy Yard lines are open at 347-884-8078, 347-884-8078. I am very happy to be here today to share with you news and information that Marilyn is going to share with us. But before we get to that, let us not forget that both the Conservancy for the SS United States and ADVIA are nonprofit organizations. We need your help and support, both organizations do. The SS United States needs it to be saved as a historic landmark, and ADVIA needs it because we are feeding over 250,000 people through our Blog Talk radio broadcast, as well as through our Facebook and other social media outlets. That means that we are becoming somewhat known. We're not going to think too big of ourselves, but we need your help in order to grow even further. You know, it's been phenomenal over 2 years, but we need your help. That being said, on to the show. Marilyn, how are you, Marilyn?
Oh, good afternoon. First of all, we'd like to send our prayers and condolences to the families and to the families that was involved in the horrific shooting that took place today in San Bernardino, California. As I learned from Dr. George, saw on TV, one of the facilities that are receiving patients from this area is a VA medical center. How you pronounce the name of it? Because I've been trying all night.
Loma Linda.
Say it one more time.
Loma Linda.
Yeah, Loma
L-O-M-A.
Linda.
Yeah.
My understanding is that is a VA hospital. So they are, and apparently a trauma center.
They're two separate campuses. They're two separate campuses. but they're affiliated. Loma Linda is it's like a couple of blocks away. It's like one hospital is about four blocks away from the other.
Okay. Well, I thank you for clarifying, because I thought they're a block away, you say?
Four blocks, about four blocks.
Okay, well.
It's not far. They're in a stone's throw of each other, but they're separated by a few blocks. But they're affiliated with one another. Melinda and the VA work together.
Okay, because I could have sworn by God I saw some VA police cars out there, but that's
you probably did.
Maybe I was seeing things, but anyway, we like to send our condolences and prayers to the families of the wounded citizens. They are still trying to work out the gist of it, or what the deal was, but I just wanted to do that. And tonight, our subject is on veterans benefits and compensation. You know, when doing claims, I have to learn that I can't help everybody, you know, especially family members, but I have to really learn that, and it's hard for me to accept that sometimes. And so enough on that one. You anything else going on, Dr. George?
I really don't have any news and information that I can think of that is really going on at this time. I have been just focused on trying to look at the fact of the matter that we as a community need to possibly talk to one another to try to ask your neighbors of questions that you would like to see during a presidential debate for veterans. I can't stress enough that these are things that we really have to begin to field out, because we're working towards the end of September to have a presidential debate within the city of Long Beach, California, hopefully the second or third week in September. We're still in talks and negotiations to get this done, but we're trying to further the political discussion to make these things happen. So this is why we're pushing forward to get these events out there and to ask our veterans to talk to us. If you need information on benefits, Marilyn and I have been here to talk about benefits. You know, we need to hear from our veterans. We do hear from you on Facebook. We do hear from you on Twitter. And we do thank you for talking to us, and we do our best to respond to you. So we really want you guys to, you know, forward your questions and comments. If you have an issue, and Marilyn has said this before, if you have an issue that you don't think is very important, but you think that you're the only one that's going through it, and you don't call in, you may very well find out that the issue that you think that you're battling alone, you may find out that through this conversation that there are many across the nation, because you never know who's listening.
True that.
You know, so we have to do what we can, folks, to work with each other to bring about a situation where we can bring about an improvement. Marilyn and I have been active in the Congress, before the Congress, talking to the Congress, talking to the Secretary, talking to anybody who will listen to us on and for behalf of veterans. The other hosts have been doing the same. We have to say that as a community, we find that throughout the United States that our problems that we're facing are not unique, but more common than you might think. You know, I mean, you know, when I got to Denver, I really had an eye opener, and I was told that that was better than it was before.
Wow. But yeah,
you know,
we do need
so
to. We do.
Yeah. We do need to.
Oh, I was saying we do as veterans. We need to really bring our issues to the forefront. I mean, I have issues with my health care and my benefits. We have issues. We have our rights violated. We have those. We have people that said they're going to help us with our benefits issues, but we're on our own with that. And a lot of times if the Veterans Affairs or if don't know that we have a problem, it's hard for us to get it taken care of. But I'm going to, so that's what we have to do. And we really need people to start coming, calling the show, finding out about their benefits. Finding out, you know, because there's so much stuff that I keep getting. I keep on as long as I've been doing claims. I'm always hearing veterans. They didn't know that. Well, I didn't know this, and I didn't know it was done like this. But if you don't let someone know, if you don't call, just ask, because it's no dumb question. It never is a dumb question. I never proclaim to know everything, but I know what it takes to get money, get paid, and that's all most veterans care about. They want to know how to get their money. You know, that was my concern long time ago. How I'm gonna get my monies? But you know, now you know how to get them, but you got to know how to keep them. You know, because just as the VA gives, they take it. You know, they'll give you your money, and then you thinking, oh, well, you're doing the right thing and that you're supposed to be doing, then all of a sudden you short. You know, like what I mean by that is your claim has been founded that your condition has improved. Now, I'm going to tell you, that's devastating when you used to getting a certain type of income. I wouldn't know what I'd do if I lost mine. And I'm still busting the VA hot pots, getting money. I'm at 100%. And I just got the VA. I didn't get them, but I got what was mine. I got like $18,000, two lump sums of $9,000 within the last 4 months. So, what I did was I kept filing for increases, and I kept showing that the problem was not going to improve. I got an increase for my I have aid in attendance. You know, I'm not housebound where I can't wash my own self. I can do for myself, but I just can't live by myself because of my PTSD. You know, because of my history of suicide attempts, I can't be left alone. So someone has to live with me. That's not a problem. I mean, as long as I keep doing that, I can continue. I know a lot of veterans here, well, you can't get no more monies once you get at 100%. Well, if your condition is still this, huh?
That's not true.
That's definitely not true. You know, a lot of the stuff that I speak on It's not hearsay. It's experience that what I've been through. You know, as long as I focus on what my story is, and so that's why I can say, you know, I can say what I say. But with anything, I mean, because it gets frustrating. You want to give up. God knows. And when you give up, you know, the Veterans Affairs is having a celebration, because that's less money that they have to come out of the pocket to pay us veterans. So if you got a claim in for, if you're receiving 100% and you still got lower rating disabilities, continue to file a claim for them. But you'll get a one lump sum. You won't continue to get, you'll get a one lump sum. And I know a lot of people can use $9,000 around Christmas time right about now.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And I think, you know, I just thank myself for not giving up. You know, I didn't give up. It was a hard battle. And I was doing everything I was supposed to be doing, but I didn't give up. So, and I'm still going out. I'm still trying to get my retroactive pay. He's trying to feed me some hogwash, but I got all my documentation. So that's why, if you get anything from the VA, save it. I just can't stress that enough, because we have the burden of proof for our claims. These service organizations can't do it for us. We have to do it. And instead of them nutballs telling you that or telling you what your role is, they quick to tell you you can't get nothing else. You can't get nothing else. You ain't entitled. Oh, well, let me show you better than I can tell you. You know, they got a little thing called Title 38. I have no problem using Title 38. None at all. Because when you know the law, and VA, Veterans Affairs, got laws like anybody else. So when you know the laws and you're right, and you go to fight them, you'll probably come out on, you know, you may come on top. Probably will, more than likely. Because you have done the burden of proof. You know. Like I said, these service organizations, they can't do it for us, much as they would love to, but they can't. You know, they can't go to the doctors for you. They can't, that they can't do. So, they can't do that. They can't make your appointments. They can't go to the emergency room, because you have to do that paper trail. And sometimes, even though you are doing that particular paper trail, they'll still continue to deny you. You just got to continue to fight with them.
Hold on to what you got. You got to keep holding on. And it's a hard job sometimes, keeping up with yourself.
It is. And then the hard thing is when you, one of the killers is when you're doing everything that's supposed to be done, you know, and it's still backfired. That's the hard part. You know, I've learned it in the hard way. You know? But so your goal here is not to give up. You know, that's the goal, not to give up. Just like I have to learn things too that, you know, that I really do. I have to learn a lot of things. But,
yes, you got to keep a positive attitude, because, you see, I'm of the belief if you don't keep a positive attitude, you don't keep things coming into you. It's the law of circulation is what it's called. those mm-hmm. principles is that on the law of circulation, you got to be open and receptive to the good that's coming to you, not all bad. Some people say, oh, you know, I don't think it's going to work out. Well, you keep that pessimism. You've got to stay open to it. So we can't give up. You've got to look up for the better side, the brighter side, and always leave room for hope. If you leave enough room for hope, it will feed you a little bit better than just saying, oh, I can't. You know, and it leaves open the possibility and the room for God to move. You know, and God does respond to us if we just know how to respond to Him. So if you want something to happen, you have to see it in your mind happening. And sometimes that means speaking it into existence.
Yeah.
You know, and people don't always understand that. And, you know, you get sometimes, I find you get a little bit more with sugar than you do with vinegar, and sometimes you just have to cut the shit short. But the end result of it is you do have to try to temper what you're saying in order to get people to work with you. And it's very hard sometimes because people will work on your one last good nerve you got left. You know, and so we have to be aware of that. But, you know, we're our best advocates. We're the ones that have to talk to the Congress and the Senate and talk to the president and talk to the state assembly people and those in state senate to ensure that we get what we need. We must do this. If we don't do it, the responsibility falls to us. If not us, then who? If not now, then when? So we have to call our congressmen at their respective numbers at the U.S. Capitol at 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. If you don't know who your congressman is, or your two senators are, you can give the operator your zip code, and she will allow you to get to whoever it is that you want to speak to. You should be doing 3 calls. Well, folks, we've reached the end of today's podcast. Miss Marilyn, you got your parachute?
Yep.
Oh, you already in it. You already in it. I see you moving sideways. Uh-huh. Well, folks, it looks like we're out of here. We're not going to be on the air tomorrow. Tomorrow's another Thursday. We were around for Thanksgiving, but because of the conflicting schedule of VA appointments, I can't come in at 00:00 hours Zulu. So we'll be back on Friday with hopefully a full hour of news and information for you at that time. Thanks for tuning in, folks. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. We'll leave a light on for you, folks. Thank you.